is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Election Eve, Vice President Kamala Harris tomorrow will be all around battleground state Pennsylvania with help at rallies by more stars, Katy Perry, Oprah Winfrey, Lady Gaga, former President Trump doing the Keystone State as well. ABC's Jonathan Carl talked with the former president today, saying his advisors wanted him to focus on the key issues more and not wander so much.
And I said that they're upset that he's not disciplined, that he doesn't have a message. And he was upset with that. He said the weave, that's what he calls, bounces around, is why he got elected president.
At Trump's rally today in Kinston, North Carolina, hundreds of people left a few minutes into his speech. Hundreds more left as it went on. He had arrived 2 hours late. Barnstorming battleground Michigan, including East Lansing today.
We have momentum. It is on our side. Can you feel it?
Vice President Harris, this is ABC News. Police looking at hotel surveillance to get evidence in the death of One Direction boy band singer Liam Payne. Police say he fell off a third-floor hotel balcony in Buenos Aires. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
Police now analyzing security cameras to piece together what happened. Sources with direct knowledge of the investigation telling ABC News those cameras twice show Payne asleep in the lobby, holding a bottle of whiskey, clearly already intoxicated.
Striking workers at Boeing vote on the company's new contract offer tomorrow, their machinist union recommending that they vote yes, though it does not restore pensions as demanded. With a severe backlog in processing DNA and other evidence in sexual assault kits in many states and cities, the Nashville Metro Council wants to speed up the process by outsourcing the kits to private vendors.
When things are being backlogged, it just really feels like the system isn't paying attention to your needs.
Valerie Craig, co-founder of Tennessee Voices for Victims. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process could take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Rob Roberts, and we're going to kick off the 8 p.m. hour with another double dip. I was speaking with Frank Loffenberg from work, and you know he's got this other band called Old Oaks with Daniel Haschke, the sax player of work, and Claire Canapel. She does upright bass and vocals, and they have a brand new album coming out here. Let's hear some brand new. This is the new album. It's called The Day Before Yesterday. This is called Expired. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Did you get this far without thinking at all. Fake your faith for the fit. And when you're done with it, you'll just throw it away. Try tyranny and tar. Can you raise a bar without sleeping it off?
For the people.
Looking sharp with a freshly steamed shirt and a smile for the boss. snack, a healthy lunch, your hair slicked back, every I dotted, every project on track. Wait, wait, how do you get it all done? On the news as you work on your thighs. All your friends want to hear about your dating life as they slowly get chubby with their happy wives. Wait, wait, how do you get it all done?
Double Dip with the Old Oaks from their new album, The Day Before Yesterday. See them November 12th at the Burr Oak with Dana Perry. And all this local stuff is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie. No, yes, Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your pizza now at SalvatoreTomatoPies.com. And Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room, try exclusive creations by their brewers, plus sample local snacks and live music. Carbon4.com.
Rob, you know, there's a lot of things. You can see our whole schedule for Live in the Lair on MaxIncRadio.com. And we have just some amazing artists coming here, right here in the studio. Tonight, we still have Black Willow Starling. Oh. They're going to be here.
And they're practicing in the conference room. They're amazing.
They're warming up right now. Mm-hmm. And then we also are going to be talking to Natty Nation in just a few minutes. But right now, let's listen to another band who's going to be right here in the Lair November 9th. That's next week, right?
No, yeah.
This song is called The Best Ride. It is Dogtown Hollow. You're listening to MaxInc Radio. We are local music.
Down and up and up and is on the loose. Yeah, almost caught him. Nearly kicked my caboose. Oh, a little too tight on the inside curve. Full tank on reserve, and keep your chrome
This is Max Inc. Radio. Rocker, she's 11 years old.
Holy cow. She is. Her name is Paige Kleber. That song was These Days off of her debut EP, Blinded. And we're going to have Paige Kleber right here in the lair November 23rd. Now, she recorded that over in Beth Kelly's studios. That's cool. You know her. And she got her start with Girls Rock Camp. So she's already an up-and-comer in the music industry. And, you know, she also does a little bit of stage time, acting.
Yeah.
And cool. So she's going to be in SpongeBob, the musical, the youth edition, November 14th through the 16th. 3 days they're doing that. Verona Middle School Performing Arts Center, the SpongeBob musical, the youth edition. It's sixth and eighth graders.
That's great.
You got to hear what this is about.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
When the citizens of Bikini Bottom discover that a volcano will soon erupt and destroy their humble home.
No.
SpongeBob and his friends must come together to save the fate of their undersea world. So Paige is, of all things, she's playing a rock star,
right?
The character.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, tune in right here in the lair live November 23rd, Paige Kleber.
That's going to be a lot of fun. You know, who's on stage right now? Disc. They're on stage right now over at Union South. So I thought we'd squeeze in one more tune before we go to break. What do you think about that?
Sounds good to me, Rob. Let's hear it.
All right.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's North and East Sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. On Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
For my dress, my bareback loves the summer sun. Tomorrow's all I'm thinking is, oh, Jah, my journey has just begun. 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 On the road to Zion. Summer breeze, and oh, I know I'll find my way. That's where I'll stay. In this coming day, you got to find your destiny. Yeah. Oh, now, my journey has just begun. My journey has just begun, yeah. My journey has just begun. On the road to
Zion. Oh, my journey has just begun. My journey has just begun. My journey has just begun. Hey, on the road.
On Max Inc. Radio.
Natty Nation is a collective of spiritual warriors dedicated to the spreading the light with reggae music, uplifting as many people as possible through sound and vibration. Based in Madison, Natty Nation has been recording and touring the world for more than 25 years, earning many awards from the Mamas and Whammies. And Natty Nation's annual Black Friday show is just around the corner at the High Noon Saloon in Madison on Friday, November 29th. And on the phone with us right now, Natty Nation bassist, singer, songwriter, and founder, Ja Boogie. Ja Boogie, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And Ja Boogie, man, let's get a little backstory for our listeners who may not be familiar with Natty Nation. How did you become involved in music? And how did Natty Nation kind of give us a little backstory?
Well, we moved to Madison. I moved to Madison about 93. And I hooked up with a Rasta. And we made a band called Arawak Ja about 94. And from that band, we formed Natty Nation about 95. So that's when it began. Steve Cato from England, myself, Peter Johnston on drums. So that was the crew. We also brought Ross Joseph from Milwaukee. And then shortly after, Brother J. Max from Jamaica came in. That was around 95. And we started most of those songs from the album you just played. The song Journey's Just Begun. That was like one of the first songs.
That's
so
right.
That's it's about 95, yeah. And then we were working all those songs around 95, and then we recorded around, I don't know, I guess it would say about summer to fall, maybe fall of 95, and then it came out 96.
And you guys did quite a bit of touring across seas even and around the United States.
Oh, yeah, we were coast to coast from probably 96 through 98, did, you know, from New York all the way to Arizona, Seattle, Portland, yeah, all those spots, coast to coast, all the Midwest, all over the place between those years, between 96 and pretty much 96 to 99.
Now, how did you get involved in music? How did you get started playing bass guitar and singing in bands?
I was in high school, picked up the bass, and started to do like some rock and punk stuff. A three-piece band called Fruit Salad. One of the members, Paulie Willis, is still rocking with us. Yeah, Fruit Salad, man. We were like a mixture of like rock, punk, and funk and stuff like that. Kind of Living Color, Bad Brains, Fishbone type stuff. And actually, we're going to be doing a reunion of that here, actually. And, by next year, I think we'll probably get a reunion going, like 30-something years, 30-plus years. You know, so I started playing bass and singing with that. We added in some reggae back in the day. Then about 93 or 4 really got serious about reggae.
And what was your parents' involvement in your musical upbringing?
Well, my grandmother bought me my first drum set around 5 years old, five or six
wow.
years old. And I was playing music ever since then. Talent shows, you know, I'm originally a drummer.
Wow, I did not know that.
I still actually play drums.
That's a new one. Drummer.
I still play drums. Oh, yeah. I still play drums. I'll be playing drums with the Viceroys, with Aaron and Ross Michael from Milwaukee and the Viceroys from Jamaica. I'll be sitting in on drums for that set to open up the Black Friday show.
Now, I know that your daughter also sings with you at times. Can you tell us about that? You're kind of passing along that baton.
My daughter. Yeah. My daughter, Shenandoah, she's been watching me, you know, do music ever since she was a child, you know, small child. So she basically, I noticed that she could sing really young. And, you know, so when she came of age and I started to do the solo things with the foundation, I thought she'd be a perfect fit for that. And she was. She is.
What's it like singing with your daughter on stage?
Oh, man, it's a dream come true. You know, it's something that I've always wanted to happen. And I think she's pretty inspired by it as well. So, yeah, it's a beautiful experience.
Now, Natty Nation's annual Black Friday event is coming to the High Noon Saloon in Madison on Friday, November 29th, with Roots Renegades and the Viceroys. Tell us about your annual Black Friday show, and is this a good place to come back down to earth from a frantic day of shopping?
Yes, it seems to be. I mean, we've been doing it it's been over a decade. Yeah.
Wow.
And we thought about it when it was Aaron's idea. Back in the day, it was like, it'd be a good idea to do a show after Thanksgiving where people are coming back to town. You know, that's the time that a lot of people would be revisiting, you know, coming back to town for mm-hmm. Thanksgiving. And it'd be a good way to get out, you know, that yeah. weekend is to do a Black Friday show. And it wound up being a pretty good blast, man. We've had some pretty good years doing it. You know, it was a great idea. It's like, hey, you're around the family. It's a good way to get away from the family for a minute. We'll enjoy some music, you know?
Yeah.
It's perfect. Yeah.
Work off that turkey sleep.
Little turkey, yeah.
Now, you guys are always having some great bands opening these shows. This year, Roots, Renegades, and the Viceroys. We're hearing a little bit about the Viceroys. But tell us about the Roots, Renegades, and the bands that you have opening.
Well, Roots, Renegade, that's a creation of Aaron's. That's my partner in Natty Nation. And we actually do some Bob Marley stuff, too, during the Bob Marley time, which is like February. So it's kind of a backing band that you can probably tell you more than me. So don't let me do justice, but I'll speak for him. It's his creation. It's basically a backing band and that we can do our own stuff. We can back up. We can do the Bob Marley stuff. We can do... bring some guys, brothers from Jamaica, back them up, that kind of thing, you know.
Nice. Well, what's coming up in the future for Natty Nation? Got any new recordings, touring shows? Like, what's happened with you guys?
Oh, continuing to do all that. Yeah, continuing to, we got stuff in the can that, you know, we got songs in the can that we have been playing live that we hope to release soon, videos, all types of stuff like that that we have in the can. Just waiting to release, and you will be playing, you know, maybe, I don't know if I should say, but maybe a New Year's Eve So, which is rare.
We won't tell anyone.
So, you know, we will, you know, you're the first to hear it.
All right.
New Year's Eve show that is coming, you know. We'll talk more about that in the future, but it's coming. It's going to be local. So that might be something that the people want to participate in, you know. And then I'll do some things next year, of course.
Well, that's perfect, because my next question is, how do we keep up with Natty Nation Online and find out these things like a possible New Year's Eve show?
NattyNation.com site is still up. It's got events, the merchandise, you know, all that kind of stuff. Videos. You can check us on YouTube. We're on Instagram, Facebook, of course, all around. Even Twitter still.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the phone and talking with us tonight, Jot Boogie. We really appreciate it.
Always appreciate it, man. Ever since the first cover of Max Inc., you know, I think that was like 96 or so, 97.
That December 97. Ever since. Not December 96.
Oh, okay, 96.
It's been a while,
been
huh?
Ever since then. Yeah, decades.
Wow. Well,
thanks for having us, for sure.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You know, remember to see Natty Nation's annual Black Friday event coming to the High Noon Saloon in Madison on Friday, November 29th with Roots Renegades and the Viceroys. And right now, let's hear a little more Natty Nation. This is another throwback. Glorify Rastafari. This is Natty Nation. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
In whose name we glorify. In the name Rastafari. Give Jah the glory, give him the glory, give Jah the glory, give him the glory. I said to glorify Rastafari, Jah the glory, he got to praise his name. Glorify Rastafari, Jah the glory, never, never be ashamed. Glorify Rastafari, Jah the glory. We'll be right back.
Natty Nation on Max Inc. Radio. Natty Nation's doing their annual Black Friday event, High Noon Saloon, Friday, November 29th. All right, new music coming up next now on Max Inc. Radio. But first, all this local stuff is brought to you by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the Full Mile Beer Company's full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Next up on Max Inc. Radio, brand new stuff heard. First stuff, Holy Coyote. This new track is Do Your Time. And it's heard first stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio.
What can you do?
Brand new stuff from Holy Coyote, alternative American duo band based right here in Wisconsin. And all this local music is brought to you by Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old, located in the North Gate Mall, delivering to Madison, Madison's North Side, East Side, and downtown. Search Doughboys Pizza Madison or call 608-467-3017. Let's do some, civil engineers. Yeah, that sounds good on this Saturday night. Live in the Lair is next, right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Civil Engineers on Max Inc. Radio. This is Max Inc. Radio, and Live in the Lair is next, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.